For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this weekend. President Donald Trump says he'll nominate William Barr, the late President George H.W. Bush's attorney general, to serve in the same role. Trump made the announcement while departing the White House for a trip to Missouri Friday. If the Senate confirms Barr, he'll succeed former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was forced out by Trump in November. The president also said he'll nominate State Department spokesperson and former Fox News reporter Heather Nauert to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Nauert is to replace Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor who announced in October that she would step down as ambassador at the end of the year. My regrets look just like Texas. The late Pittsburgh rapper Mac Miller received a Grammy nomination for his final album, Swimming. The Best Rap Album nomination is Miller's first. He passed away at 26 years old from a drug overdose in September, a month after the album's release. Country duo Dan and Shay landed two nominations for their song Tequila. Member Dan Smyers is from Wexford. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra clinched three nominations, and Pittsburgh native Christina Aguilera is up for two awards. Winners will be announced in February. Students at Brightwood Career Institute in downtown Pittsburgh are scrambling after the for-profit school closed its doors abruptly on Friday. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio reports.
Brightwood announced in September it would stop accepting students due to financial concerns. Now it's the students, about 180 who started this term, who have concerns. Brightwood is telling students with loans to apply for forgiveness with the U.S. Department of Education. Elizabeth Johnston, a community college of Allegheny County, says they've heard from two students so far about transferring.
We have a host of academic advisors and financial aid advisors and career counselors on hand to help any individuals who may be impacted.
Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Vatican unveiled its Christmas tree and traditional nativity scene in St. Peter's Square Friday, but this year is different from the past. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Vatican City.
For the first time, the nativity scene is made of sand, 720 tons that were brought in from northern Italy. Rich Varano was the head sculptor.
It's a wonderful medium to work with because of the immediacy. To make a sculpture of this size in any other material would take a lot longer.
The professional sand artist from Florida says he was honored to work in a place so filled with history, art, and culture. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Vatican City.
Veterans and military families can pick up their Christmas tree for free in Monaca Saturday. They'll be handed out from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Community College of Beaver County Student Services parking lot. It's part of the National Trees for Troops program. Details on these stories and more at kdkaradio.com. I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.